A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. 6 days later, Jesus took Peter and the brothers, James and John, with him. They went up on a very high mountain where they could be alone. There, in front of the disciples, Jesus was completely changed, his face shining like the sun, and his clothes became white as light. All at once, Moses and Elijah were there talking with Jesus. And Peter said to him, Lord, it is good for us to be here. Let us make 3 shelters, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. While Peter was still speaking, the shadow of a bright cloud passed over them. From the cloud a voice said, This is my own dear son, my beloved, in whom I am well pleased. Listen to what he says. When the disciples heard the voice, they were so afraid that they fell flat on the ground. But Jesus came over and touched them. Get up, he said. Don't be afraid. When they opened their eyes, they saw only Jesus. On their way down from the mountain, Jesus warned his disciples not to tell anyone what they had seen until after the Son of Man had been raised from death. And this is the word, the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Recently, I was on a plane with my sister and her 3-year-old granddaughter, Ruby. What a joy it was to see the beautiful relationship they shared, and to hear this little girl calling Granny, Granny, Granny every time she had something to say and got excited. Could just sense the bond. When we arrived at the airport in the city where her parents lived, I was watching, anxious to see what would happen, and I witnessed the most beautiful sight. As soon as Ruby saw her daddy, she let go of Granny's hand and simply ran into his arms. Only this time she was exclaiming, Daddy, Daddy, Daddy. At that moment it was as if she had eyes and ears only for Daddy. And I'm sure she heard Daddy say, You are my beloved, my precious one. No wonder Jesus tells us we have to become as little children to enter the kingdom. Well, as I was pondering this gospel of the Transfiguration, this experience of ecstasy returned to my heart. Just prior to the event in today's gospel, when Jesus was up the mountain with his inner circle of friends, he has told them that he is to be a suffering Messiah, handed over to his enemies, put to death, and then raised on the 3rd day. To be a follower of Jesus means taking up the cross and following him, as there is no other way to glory, to ecstasy. This is the journey up the mountain that we all walk. Up the mountain, Jesus gives his inner circle a glimpse of his glory, as Moses had glimpsed it on Mount Sinai. They are being prepared for the fullness of life with all its joys and sorrows, its agonies and ecstasies. Now, of course, Peter wants to settle into the security of this experience. However, a crowd overshadows them, and a voice is heard proclaiming the beloved. This is my beloved. The disciples fall flat on the ground, full of fear. But at the touch of Jesus, their eyes are opened, and they see no one but only Jesus. It seems to me this is a wonderful story of our lives as we alternate between suffering and joy, seeing and not seeing, hearing and not hearing, agony and ecstasy. As Joan Chittister so beautifully reminds us, life is dirge as well as symphony, lament as well as hymn, as the fragility of life makes itself known again and again. So like Ruby, we have moments of pure ecstasy and we don't want to let go. And yet these are often followed by times of doubt and concern. I think the security Ruby received from her daddy and the other significant people in her life will enable her to see Jesus in the difficult times later on in life. As a sign of the transfigurations that are to come into our lives, Jesus touches us and raises us from fear. Fear of what might be the implications of our mountain revelations. And it is then that we too hope we will see no one but only Jesus. To understand Jesus, of course, we need to listen again and again. This is my beloved in whom I am well pleased. Listen to him. We need to hear the good news that is announced in daily transfigurations, when broken bodies and minds are made whole. Sinners are transfigured through love and mercy. Prisoners set free through justice and rehabilitation. Bread and wine transformed into the body and blood of Jesus. And surely then we too can say, it is good to be here. For all of us in every age, Jesus is the one we must trust to raise us up from our fears and lead us to glory, to ecstasy. Suffering and glory are part of the same journey, the same mystery that is called life. Many years ago, I had my own wonderful experience of climbing a mountain. The nearer I got to the summit, the more exhausted I became. And yet the longing to reach the destination and the encouragement of my fellow climbers spurred me on. I'll never forget the ecstasy of reaching the summit and seeing the breathtaking views. Indeed, it was good to be there, as in that moment, everything in life seemed to be one, and I'm sure I heard the voice of the beloved. However, I also knew I had to begin the journey of descent. It is the story of life. The ecstasy only comes after the agony, and often it takes much practice and sometimes many apparent failures before we have the ecstasy experience. So let us pray as we continue our journey of life with its mountain climbs and ascents, that whatever happens, we can, like Ruby, throw ourselves into the arms of our loving Abba and see only Jesus and know it is good for us to be there. Blessings on your day.